So we have a strong storm system for early March moving across the central U.S. A 980 millibar surface low, which this time of year is very low, is expected to move across the area Tuesday into Wednesday, just south of the air, just south of us. That's going to bring us rain starting out, maybe some thunderstorms Tuesday morning as well. But overall, once it's said and done Wednesday, we're looking anywhere from about 1.25 of an inch of rain to 2.5 inches of rain across the area. And then is it on the backside of this, the winds are going to pick up. We could be gusting to near 50 miles an hour, and we're going to have some snow with it. So that could lead to some visibility issues during the day and in the morning on Wednesday.
Measurable snow a possibility?
Very little. Locally for us, probably under an inch. The biggest concern we've got is as it's coming down, you're going to have 50-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be very difficult to see.
And when you talk about the rain that's moving in, any potential for severe weather accompanying that?
Earlier this weekend, it looked like that might have been possible just south of the Quad Cities. Latest runs move that threat south of us. Something to keep an eye on, but at this point it does not appear to have any severe weather with this system.
And then it looks like even on the back end of this, there's more chances of rain, it looks like, later in the week, so the pattern appears to stay active?
Yes, it does. We expect more rain, probably some rain-snow mix into Friday morning and Friday afternoon before we start warming up again. Some of the long-term models have us in the 60s next week as well. So active this week and then possibly warmer into next week and another system sometime next week as well.